Good morning. Actually, Bob is actually correct. I'm going to be saying the same thing as what Jim and Philip is going to be talked about. Okay, I want to first give acknowledgments to a couple of my co-authors, Xinglin Shen and Yajun He, both a postdoc in my lab. Richard Davis, a pneumatologist in Tifton, USDA ARS, and he actually did all the pneumatology work. Dr. Bob Nichols provided financial support as well as intellectual support on the project as well. And my name is Ping Chi. All right. Okay, I wouldn't need to talk about how important or how serious of an issue nematode is to cotton. Another picture of the devil. My main interest in working with dreadnought nematode is actually to learn about the inheritance of the resistant genes and also perhaps to apply what we learn on improving cotton for resistance. So in this slide, actually, a lot of the information here has already been touched on by Johnny. The line that I'm working with in my lab is M120 off the Auburn source. And we believe that the resistant genes in the M120 is pretty much what is on M240 as well that Johnny's working on. So really there's not a whole lot of surprises. What Johnny talked about essentially, we independently confirm all the results, including 14, Johnny. Okay, the population that we work with is crossing M120 with Pima S6. Pima is a highly susceptible line as shown right here. And also Pima provided the polymorphism that we need for the mapping work. And this, the initial work was done about 5-6 years ago. We have a population about 200 or so individuals, and we tested those in the greenhouse and challenged them with nematodes. Okay. The short version of the story is we found a couple of QTLs, major QTLs located on chromosome 11, and again, it's been touched on with by both earlier speakers. The position of the QTLs, again, this is a QTL analysis, so we don't exactly pinpoint the exact location, but we know the chromosome regions. It's located, again, CR316 continuously being pointed out as being the major position. We believe the region is spanning about this region right here, between CR69 and CR196. Of course, 316 is right in the middle. This QTL explained in our data about 60% of the phenotypic variation, so practically almost a single gene. Of course, there are other minor genes involved as well. So, we named the QTL as the QTL Myeloid Incognita dash chromosome 11, so in short for CI dash MI dash C11. So you hear about that, the designation, and the rest of the presentation. So we're really interested to see exactly where the position of this QTL located. So the last 3 years, the main focus in my lab in this particular project is really to try to pinpoint on the location of this QTL. To do the fine mapping work, we went back to the initial mapping population, and we essentially blew up the size of the population to we add another 1,200 individuals to the population. So what we did was the same thing. We challenged these individuals in the F2s in the greenhouse, and at the same time we collected DNA samples as well. So the phenotypic distribution of the 1,200 or so F2 individual, this is Galling index data. We did not collect a reproduction egg count. It would be a tremendous amount of work to do it on that many plants. So the distribution shown here, really not surprising, pretty much mirroring what we saw in the smaller 200 individual population that we did early on. And one thing you notice is, as a quantitative geneticist, is not a normally distributed population. So what that suggests to you is that it's there are major genes involved. So, and also the resistant M120 is obviously consistently highly resistant. You can look at some of the data here, the mean and standard deviation, and the number of individuals. And the PML is highly susceptible. The F1 not shown in this figure right here is actually not significantly different from the M120 parent, and suggesting that it behaves as a dominant gene. Again, there is issue about whether it's a dominant or recessive, like Philip pointed out. And it's quite interesting how there is a possibility how depending on different genetic background, a gene could behave as a dominant or could be as a recessive or semi-dominant, you can call it. So, and again, with the bigger population, the data that we collected mirroring what we saw in the early smaller population. Okay, again, the chromosome region, okay, but again, you need to think of this as a QTL. We don't exactly pinpoint the exact location of the gene because there is a certain amount of wiggle room in terms of where the position of the gene is. It's just the nature of the QTL analysis. Okay, so we believe the MIC11 is located right about this region and perhaps peak right in CR316. Our approach in fine mapping, essentially, we use all the individual, and we screen them with this pool of markers, about six of them, and the goal is to find recombinants out of these 1,200 individuals. Obviously, you screen the whole 1,200 is just a lot of work. So to cut down the work, we screen all the individual just based on these six markers, and we identify the recombinants. So out of those, we found about 300 or so recombinants of individuals that has recombination on this piece of the DNA. Simultaneously, we collected two pools of DNA. Okay, a pool from the progeny that carry the chromatin for Pima on this whole region, and the other pool, about six individual, that carry the resistant M120 chromatin. So when we use those two pools, and we test them with about 1,500 AFLP combinations. So each combination provided about 50 or so, I guess, PCR bands. So you can tell we screen a lot of bands, a lot of different positions on the genome, and what we come up with is about 10 or 12 bands that seems to be polymorphic between the two pools. And what that suggests is these DNA bands, AFLP bands, could be located on this chromosome region. And what we did was we essentially mapped these bands on the population. And out of those, most of them actually do map, it's not surprising, map to this region. And again, so this is the chromosome the region where the QTL is located, and CR69 remains on top at the telomeric region. CR316 and some of the other markers, CRS196. So some of the AFLP bands mapped to outside of this region, but quite a number of them actually mapped inside, including this particular one that mapped in between CR69 and 316. I will hope to see more bands mapped to this region, but unfortunately that's about the only one. So we performed the QTL analysis again using these markers, and the position of the QTL really did not change much, although we seems to exclude CR196 from the region now. So what we think is the position of the QTL is located between here. Now, with the initial population of 200, the linkage distance is about 12, 13 centimorgans, but with the much larger individual, the linkage of these markers actually has shrink. And again, that shows that with the larger population size, you have a better estimation of the recombination. So the position or the size, okay, genetic size of this region actually is much smaller than what we initially thought. And again, this is not surprising because quite a number of labs have used CR316 as a marker for selection selecting for resistant individuals in the breeding population. And based on our data, the selection efficiency is more than 80%. So it's a good marker. Now, one thing that we also did is we break these different classes of recombinants into different subgroup based on where the breakpoint occur, okay, along this chromosome region. We have, 30 some individuals that are recombination. So we break into these different classes. So these are the number of F2 individuals carrying these different classes of recombination. And these are the Gallin index. So it's a complicated slide, but what I'm trying to show is when we look at the chromatins of these individuals, those that carry the resistant parent chromatin versus those that carry the susceptible chromatin. So the dark fragment right here indicates the Pima S6 or the susceptible parent chromatin. And of course, the M120 is shown here in clear or white. So the take-home message based on this slide is that if you look at all the lines, the recombinants that has this breakpoint right here, has this very end region of chromatin of M120, all these lines are resistant versus those that carry the Pima, and they're all susceptible. And we, because we have one marker in between CR69 and CR316, we can do the analysis and look at the breakpoint based on these markers as well, and essentially it shows the same thing. So this is the giveaway right here. Oh, actually these two right here compared to that. So if you look at these two classes of recombinants, you can see that we can actually exclude 316 from the region. So what that's telling us is the QTLs is most likely located between CR69 and this AFLP marker, E14M27. So there was a question earlier about where this QTL might be located. So this could be a clue where the likelihood position of this QTL. We were fortunate, we're not able to convert that particular AFLP marker that are closest to the gene into a score marker, but we were able to convert a different marker that is very near to CR316. One thing interesting about this marker, or one thing nice about this marker, is that there's been some complaints about CR316 not being the nicest marker in terms of using it for selection. You can look at the 340 band. It's a segregate, but it's more of a segregation as a dominant type of marker. The codominant is actually located right here. Is that 200, 210? Is that right, Johnny? Yeah. So this is the other fragment that you can use for selection right here. It's really hard to score with somebody that's not trained. So the skull marker that we're able to develop actually amplified to a single band, and the separation between these two bands is actually about 30 nucleotides. So you can actually screen it with agarose gel. So we think this will be helpful for those who are using marker assisted selection to select for the chromosome 11 resistant gene. Oops. Okay, I'm running short of time. So we're testing recombinants right now to confirm the genotype. Just a summary, pretty much what I just talked about, and essentially echoing what Philip and Jim talked about. A couple of things that I really want to touch on real quick. One is we have another mapping project. This project using a different resistant line, M495, is a resistant. It's actually a wild germplasm line, and we actually also found a QTL on chromosome 11. But this QTL actually located not on the region where the major QTL from M120. So, and based on some other resistant gene, it seems to indicate that this chromosome region on 11 has a hot spot for resistant genes. So it's really worthwhile to look into this region in more detail at the molecular level, perhaps at the physical level as well, that what Philip was talking about. And to this end, Cotton Incorporated did also fund a project to develop a back library for M120. So the size of the library essentially the same as the Akela Nemex library, and we hope to use this library to develop back island and to perhaps develop to study this region at the physical level as well. So with that, I'll stop right here.